listeners. This is your host, Ms. Suyu. Today, June 17th, 2022, here in the United States, USA, America. Sorry to let you know. I'm doing fine. I had a wonderful break. I hope you enjoy the outdoor ambience. I record sometimes with a lot of background ambience, and I like it like that, but if it bothers you, let me know. I'll try to make some arrangements and work something out with you. I'm still on What is War? That's right, because I think it's very important to elaborate on it, to get some feedback, open up the discussion, let everyone join in, get support, get ideas, get some encouragement, get some knowledge. Gas prices, food prices, career changes, the weather, the environment, right? Reality, the world. The economy. Look at global warming. How does that affect us now? What's going on in the world? How does war shape who I am and what I'm going to do with my life? How does war affect my future, my plans, my goals? My relationships. How do I deal with war, conflict? How do I make decisions during the time of war? And specifically, what do I mean by war? There are different types of war, but there could be more than one type of war within a war, because when there is so much conflict, people need an outlet. They have to express themselves. They're human. They're going to connect with people and socialize and communicate. So I'm going to let people know how I feel in this world in 2022 when there is so much going on. How do we cope with this war? Ukraine, Russia. Job choices. I have to budget my money, go and get another part-time job to balance my budget. What do I do for support? Who is in my corner? Who is there for me? If I'm helping other people, giving my time and energy to make sure other people have what they need, what am I going to do for myself to make sure I survive and I'm happy, I'm focused, I'm healthy, I'm getting what I need now and planning to get that in the future? So war shapes me in many ways, more ways than one. But what am I going to do with my life? I know there is war. And I know there's more than one type of war. Russia-Ukraine war. Boris Johnson promises to give Ukraine strategic endurance to prevail. And on and on and on. Russia's Putin lashes out over Western sanctions. Blitzkrieg claims Ukraine invasion was forced. Amid Ukraine's war, a farmer takes comfort in her snails. That's a nice way, probably a smart way, of dealing with war. Finding something else to do with my time. Rather than focusing on what the problem is, I can find an outlet, a solution. Something else to do with my time, instead of getting so saturated and occupied with other people's problems. And I say that a lot, other people's problems, because look, I didn't start it. I didn't come up with the plan. I'm not carrying out the plan. It's not my problem. Technically. What is war? What is war to you? When I have to deal with people that do not know how to leave the past alone with a retaliation, right? Trying to get back at someone because of something that happened years ago. Because they got their feelings hurt, right? Because someone said something that really triggered someone to react and try to get revenge. So we have a war, we have more conflict. But if people would just leave people alone, there would be no war. There would be no conflict. Respect other people, right? And if someone offends someone, there's a process, there are steps to take to try to come to a reasonable conclusion. They are realistic, right? And mature ways to deal with conflict. Humane ways to deal with issues. But sometimes people do not want to go that route. They do not want to end the war. They do not want to come together and work together with those that they have a misunderstanding with. They would rather have war and conflict than to create a positive atmosphere. They're not going to try to help one another. They're not going to try to sit down at the table and counsel. They are not going to try to find remedies that's going to satisfy all parties. They're not going to follow the guidelines. They're all over the place. They feel like they have the power and the privilege to take control and take over and control other people's decisions and lives. We have war. We have conflict because someone will not stay in their lane. They have so much going on that they must get back at the opposing party. They will find all kinds of ways to distract and discourage another person. They will even try to sabotage one's dream, one's happiness, in order to retaliate and gain control. They will not end until the war is completely over and the other side is destroyed. I'm talking about destruction, and it could be anyone in any part of the world, but we have people that are troubled. They're used to getting their way in a sneaky but controlling and deceiving way. Getting other people to help them destroy, demolish, silence, prove the other side incapable, unfit, mentally ill, out of control, violent, when actually it is them that's pushing the buttons and controlling other ones' behavior. They will do anything to cause war instead of sticking to a peaceful plan. They will have others travel to see and spy on the other party. They will use other people to destroy property, harm family members, interrupt internet capabilities, interfere with their employment goals and dreams, dismantle or create problems in the home when they have a war going on inside of them and they must have revenge and they must get back at someone else. They will not leave it alone. If someone hurt their feelings, if someone told them that someone said something about them or is about to say something or do something, they don't like what the other party is doing or what the other party said. They feel as though, that party had problems before with other people and did the same thing. That person just cannot shut up, be quiet, and stop talking. Stop doing the things that he's doing or she's doing. Does it really matter if it's a he or a she? I don't think so. But, you know, you have some people that are so used to things being a certain way. And when someone pops up and does something that they do not like, are they going to make sure that that person is declared unfit, hostile, dangerous, and sentenced to some sort of torture, revenge, or punishment? Oh, we have people that declare war in more than one ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be military style. So if you wonder why someone is not functioning so well in life, if you wonder why someone keeps going through so many ups and downs, and you know that person should be on another level, should have gotten so far in life. Think about their past and who knows something that they did or said in the past, and they must actually discourage that party from succeeding, surviving, and accomplishing because of their personal war that they have inside of them that's causing other wars. I'll be back. I am back with What is War? This is part three. Remember, I did What is War part one and part two over the months. And I took a break because I think I needed one, and it's really nice outside. And I think people, they need a break too. I wanted to get away and go out of town and explore. I wanted to think of other episodes, but this episode is so important. What is war? And I thought that I should continue to expand on it and reach people around the world. I wanted to get feedback. I wanted to inspire, and I wanted to instill a lot of joy and possibilities of advancement and overcoming some of the obstacles. And people have questions. They want answers. They really want to know what is the end part of all of the world interactions and actions. How is this going to end? How is it really going to inspire people, if it is, if anything will inspire? How do we get to and beyond? I want to think about my family and my friends and what they need and the support that they want. But most of all, I think if I kind of connect with myself and get to know what I really want, that's the most important thing, and then I can venture out to other people. But this war thing, it starts within the human being. Something triggers a response or an attitude or a feeling or a thought, right? We're human. We have feelings, we have emotions, we have issues, we have thoughts. And sometimes we can't get along with people. Correct? Sometimes we try and we do our best, but still it doesn't seem like it's working at all. We try to resort to other things to cope with issues. Correct? Sometimes that doesn't work. Sometimes we feel as though we can't please other people. And some people want you to just leave them alone because they have problems, and I understand that. But some people feel as though, you know, they must get back at people because other people do not have problems. They're the only ones that should have the problems, right? And they feel as though that people are in the way and people shouldn't have problems. It's something that they did to cause the problems. This is the way some people feel. You know, they like to blame people for the problems that they have. Well, he has that problems because of the decisions that he made or she made. It has nothing to do with anyone else. Singling people out. You know, as if no one should have problems but me. I'm the only one that should have problems. What, we all have problems in this world. But when you have people that are centered on themselves, within themselves, there is that attention that they must have. And they're the ones that have the problems. I have the problem. I'm the only one that has problems. And if anyone else has problems, I must find a reason for them not supposing to have that problem. Do you follow me? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have people that think about themselves. Narcissism. It's I, my problems, the way I feel, what I want. My goals, my dreams, my possessions, my money, my power. And if anyone else has problems, then I must get them out of the way. I don't like what they're doing. I am not going to accept them and what they're doing. There's a war. No matter what you do, you're not going to try to convince people that you have problems like them. You want to feel valued just like them. You want to feel respected, excuse me, just like them. Right? When you have people that are not going to value that, they're not going to respect that. They're going to overlook that. They're going to condescend that. They're going to discredit that. Because they're the only ones that should have problems. They will try to convince people that are in the way that they should not have problems. And that's when we have war. And that revenge and that retaliation to get back at someone because you don't like what someone's doing. You must tear them down to act like they're the ones that have the problem and not you. You must prove to the world that this person is a hostile, angry person, has some kind of mental challenges. Everyone except for you has the problem. Your power, your governmental problems, your governmental power, your governmental position, whatever organization or situation, your personal problems, your personal power, you must have that to prove that you're the only one that should have problems and not anyone else. And you must have a war in order to prove that. And you don't think about the problems that you cause people when you're creating a war. You don't care about the children. You don't care about the women that must survive. The women that only earn not even as much as men. Men probably earn 70% or more. Right? If a woman earns $80,000, that man will probably earn $100,000+ in the same position. It could be $200,000. But you don't think about that. You don't think about how it affects her. But you think about getting back and retaliating against because of something she said. And you don't like what she's doing. So you're going to spend years at a war to try to tear her down. And she already has problems because she's a minority. She's a woman. And it's not just women. There are other people that are victims of war, sabotage. Right? Such a crime. But we don't have time to care. We just have time to blame and retaliate and continue to create conflict. And look at the world we're in. Do you know how much problems are caused when people just will not leave the past alone, stay out of other people's problems, other people's business, stay in your lane, stop retaliating, go through the proper channels to get your grievance across, to deal with the conflict. Don't go around the proper or organizational way to deal with the issue. Because we have war and we have too many problems. Some people go about solving problems illegally when they've tried so hard for years to do it legally. Some people, they have the resources to solve the problems legally, but they're not going to do that. They're going to use their power to control people that they feel like are in the way, or they talk too much. They shouldn't be talking so much. They should be quiet, mind their business, and stop meddling and keeping up so much confusion. We have people that feel that way. But the way we do things is we try to coordinate with them. There's a way to deal with certain issues, with certain problems, without going behind someone's back, orchestrating conflict and confusion, dismantling someone's home, dreams, and family, taking everything that they have, trying to psychologically commit them to insanity or incarceration. Disorganization. Just mass confusion when we have war. And when we learn how to deal with war maturely, when we know how to deal with conflict on a better level, strategically, successfully, it's going to have a happy ending. Then we can have a better world. We don't have to have war. And we can learn how to solve the issues together. But some people, they have other plans. They're not going to admit that they don't want a better world. They don't want anything. They just want to sabotage your dreams and your goals. And they're thinking about their only selfish goals. So you might as well just forget about trying to reason with people that do not want to end any kind of conflict. They have a sadistic pleasure controlling and destroying. Oh, but how can we reach people like that to let them know that the war is over? And it's over now. We're not going to have any more hungry women and children, homeless people on the streets, people trying to pay bills, reaching into their savings, their stimulus money, because of inflation. When that stimulus money was supposed to help them, now the stimulus money is helping other people. So really, did they really get any stimulus money? Where's the check? Because we don't know how to deal with war. And if we knew how to deal with the conflict, why do we still have this conflict? We're adults and we cannot come to the table with one another and say enough is enough. We'd rather see people die and suffer than to come together and end conflict. We have so much hate and revenge inside of us, and we have the power, we have the finances and the resources to end our selfish, revengeful retaliation. But we're not going to do that because we're so privileged and so powerful. Well, you have people, everyone doesn't have those resources. Everyone doesn't have that career and those finances. Everyone cannot afford to hire an attorney to fight for them legally. No, because if they did, there would be no war. Right? But you know, you have people that are smart. They know how to get things done. They have the money. They know people that can get things done. They know people in high positions. But they rather see somebody fail, get sick, become homeless, die possibly. But they're controlling deceitful ways and that war that's going on inside of them. They will not leave it alone. Think about how many people are hospitalized, unemployed, still trying to figure out what's going on in this world where we have war. And people that are in power, they are so smart and so privileged, they sit back and just laugh after they've retaliated and got so much revenge, and they got people in the palm of their hands just where they want them. And the humble and the meek still desire and work towards a better world so that we will not have to come back to the conversation about this war thing. What is war? You tell me. I'm out of here.